Greetings and welcome to episode 228 of the Training Dummies podcast, recorded on November 28th, 2018. My name is Rob, and we're back. We're back doing official episodes. We're doing class guides again because you, meaning you, Daryl, asked for it.
I did.
How you doing, man?
How's it going? I'm okay. This is, I had major computer issues before we started. Everything for the show is on a hard drive that is no longer being recognized by my computer. So, yeah, that's concerning. But we're making a go of it anyway. Well, we'll make it work.
We're doing it. We'll be fine. This is, we gotta act professional and get it done anyway, so.
Oh, you know what we're gonna have to do for real, Rob, when we introduce the guest, eh? Because we don't have the sound clips?
Oh, yeah, huh?
We'll have to do it
for real. Okay, well, let's get to it then. We have a very, very special guest all the way from the internet. Let's hear a warm Training Dummies welcome for Mend.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, you get the real clap. Just don't get the real soundboard.
The soundboard applause tonight.
I would have clapped for myself, but...
I wouldn't judge you either. You play a priest, so...
Yep.
So before we get into the class guide portion of it tonight, it's gonna be all about the disc priest. Why don't you, Mint, give us a little bit of who you are and what got you into gaming and World of Warcraft?
I don't know how far back you start from as far back as I can remember. So games when I was about 4 years old, started playing Blizzard games specifically, Warcraft 1, Warcraft 2, Diablo, Starcraft. I've been playing WoW since about Phase 2 beta, so it was about spring of 2004, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've been playing for a while. I've taken some breaks here and there, but back in Vanilla, I helped a couple of people get Grand Marshal, so I was a little bit involved in PvP, and then I got into raiding. I've been raiding pretty much all the way throughout my career, mostly playing. As far as most recently and how I got involved with what I'm doing currently, I got pretty involved with Discords later in 2016, specifically How to Priest. I was involved with the discipline stuff there. Wrote the guide for How to Priest. Ended up reviewing the guide for Icy Veins. Now author for Icy Veins. They changed up their structure, so now I'm actually authoring it, not just reviewing it. After a little while, How to Priest, I switched over and created the Focused Will Discord, which is a discipline-specific Discord. We have a lot of top theory crafters there. So we do a lot of theory crafting. We work actually quite a bit now with Warcraft Priest, which is formerly How to Priest. So I frequent both servers quite a bit, so I can be found both locations.
So what's the main difference of wanting or needing a separate Discord and a kind of a community, I guess, for disc, or is that like some stepping on some toes? Yeah.
It's a lot of it's old drama mostly.
Okay.
We broke off, and then we just were still our separate thing. I've kind of forgive the pun. I've mended wounds with the staff over there, and I'm friends with I was always friends with a lot of the people at How to Priest. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of had a little spout with folks I will not name because of anyway. Yeah, I don't want to dig up old drama, but yeah, it's basically just a little drama.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to stir the pot. I just wondered if there was like a a nicer reason.
No, we're good now. We're good now. It's everything's good now. So. We actually work quite a bit together for the theory crafting stuff. So
awesome!
All right, good, Rob, man. Give me other questions.
Always good when, it's always cool when somebody kind of came up in the same. Like I feel like so many of us just have the same story. You know, we got into it when we were little and just fell in love with it, and it's now we're here. We are grown up still, just doing our thing. You know.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. Also, if you like the show and want to support us, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. So tonight, of course, we're talking about Discipline Priests. Reason being is it's self-serving because I just leveled my Discipline Priest. I hit 120 last week. So I haven't actually healed anything yet. Even the talents I picked mainly for doing damage so that I could level easier. So I really have no clue what I'm doing. I don't want to subject anyone to me healing without first learning how to do that. So here we are. Where do we start?
That's what LFR is for, man.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I know discipline is in the past, it's been, you know, you're a lot with shields and then atonement healing. Is that still the main focus of discipline?
Shields, not as much as before. It is a way we apply atonement. Most of how we've healed, it depends what you're doing too. And I don't want to get too far because I think we'll talk about it later. But if you're doing dungeons, it's going to play a lot different than if you're doing raids.
Okay.
Dungeons is a lot more traditional. You're going to spot heal a lot more. So you'll use Shadow Mend, which is basically a flash heal. Powered Shield's not super powerful, but it's a good way to apply Atonement. And it's pretty efficient because it's an absorb and not a heal. So if someone doesn't need healing, it's a good way to get Atonement on them when they're, right, if you know they're okay, going to need healing in the future. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's mostly Atonement, a lot of Atonement and Shadow Mend. And actually, Shadow Mend's going to kind of make a comeback in 8.1, so for rating, so we'll actually use it quite a bit more there,
you know. Yeah. 8.1 is like, what's that, like a week, two, whatever, it's like right around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
So next week,
I say we're safe to kind of address things from an 8.1 standpoint if you guys are cool with that. There's sure. No point. I mean yeah, if there's some dramatic changes between what's going on now and 8.1, I guess, but yeah, we can kind of talk about it as if we're in the new patch, huh?
Sure. That works for me.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Cool. Right on. Where do you want to start here, Daryl?
Well, we've got stats, the format. I guess. Yeah, go with stats. So what are the main stats we're looking for as a discipline priest?
So obviously intellect is a big one. So item level, basically. Item level. So I guess to start off, I want to kind of give a little rundown of... basically, a lot of people want to know, you know, what's a pawn string I can use for disciplined priest? What is, you know, they want a quick and easy answer of how do I tell what piece of gear is better than another? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 95% of the time, especially with discipline, at least right now, 8.1 is a little different. But basically, the secondary stats are all pretty well equal. Intellect is our top priority because it increases both damage and healing. Mm-hmm. And it scales better than the secondary stats do. So basically, where your highest item level, and if you have to try to figure it out, if you have a 380 item and another 380 item, and you need to balance out your stats, your secondary stats, your goal is to keep the highest item level, and then the secondary thing you need to do is balance secondary stats. So mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward. It's actually the one reason we don't even offer stat weights. So basically, intellect, secondary stats are all pretty equal. The one thing I do want to say is haste makes it feel a lot better. For actual performance, a lot of people like to have a certain amount of haste. They say, oh, it feels better at 20% haste than 10. Sure, but your performance might not actually be impacted as much as you think it would. But it does feel better with a little bit more haste.
I feel like that's what they were going for across the board, was that kind of the way you just described stats and secondary stats. But unfortunately, we as players come in and we sim the trash out of everything and figure out that, you know, this talent with this Azurite trait with this trinket is going to get you 0.0001 more percent on some boss fight.
So. Well, that's the thing that's kind of, it kind of bums me out, is I wish there was more. I like the stat game, so it's kind of sad that, and it will change going forward, but I like to be able to basically decide between a couple pieces of different gear. Even if it means I have to drop some item level to get optimal secondary stats, I actually prefer that. But that will change as the expansion goes on. Stats will be less focused on intellect, and secondary stats will actually kind of come into their own, I guess, and be a little bit more powerful in comparison. So it won't be this way for a long time, but I think this next tier, it's probably still going to be where your highest item level, and then try to balance secondary stats if you have a choice.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to mention.
Let's see. I like that.
One thing I do want to mention, Mastery is going to be a little bit worse in 8.1. They nerfed the crap out of our atonement. So, yeah. Well, they didn't nerf the crap out of it. It's still effective. It's just
not as effective as it was.
Yeah. So Shadowmend is going to come into its own, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, Shadowmend is going to be more of your healing. Okay. So yeah, it's mastery, because what mastery does is it increases your healing on atonement targets, which is still good. It's just atonement healing is not going to be as powerful as it currently is before 8.1.
Really? So, okay. We'll get there. I was going to start asking questions already, but all right.
All right. Okay, well, so yeah, let's jump into the talents. So this is usually my favorite part of all our class guide episodes that we do. So if you want to go line by line, like each tier, what's the best for like AoE in that tier? What's best single target? Are there any trap talents? Are there any you should take no matter what? Doesn't matter what kind of healing you do. And like if you want to start with tier 15, what are we looking at for that one?
So you've got Castigation, Twist of Fate, and Schism. Castigation is a bad talent. It's definitely a trap. There's not really a situation where I would use it, and I don't PvP at all, so anything I say may be taken differently from PvP.
We don't really address too many PvP things, but gotcha.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because I know I've had people like, well, castigation's not bad, or whatever talent's not bad for PvP. I'm like, well, I don't PvP, so don't. Sorry.
Yeah, but then you gotta PvP.
I should get into it. I've taking a break from raiding, so I should probably PvP a little bit. But Twist of Fate is very good for right now, specifically dungeons. So basically, Twist of Fate and Schism are both okay for dungeons. I typically gravitate towards Twist of Fate, basically because it's there when you need it most. When people drop below 35%, all of your healing is increased and your damage, by the way, does not double dip. So basically what that means is it will increase your damage, but that increased damage does not also convert through via atonement. So your atonement heals will just take benefit of the additional 20% on the healing, not the damage. The damage helps, but really what Twist of Fate there is for is if you're spamming Shadowmend and you need to top your whole party off, it will proc and you'll be able to top people off a little bit easier. It's a safer talent. Schism's very good as well. The reason being is Schism is a very nice upfront damage, and then it buffs all damage by 40% after. And it's also getting nerfed. I can't remember off the top of my head what the exact percentages are, but Schism did get a nerfed. The spell power is reduced from 140% to 129%. So whatever that ends up being percentage wise nerf, but it won't hit as hard up front, but it still buffs all your damage for 40%. So the too long didn't read part of that is if you're doing a lot of spot healing, Twist of Fate's very good in dungeons. If you're doing more atonement healing and you're focusing on it, trying to maximize your damage, it's typically if you're doing more competitive Mythic Plus, Schism's probably better.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And obviously affixes for Mythic Plus may affect that as well. For raiding, Schism by far. Twist of Fate, maybe at some point there will be a fight where it's worth using. The thing with raiding is for Twist of Fate, you need to have a pretty high uptime on it, meaning it needs to be proc'd quite a bit. Most fights aren't designed that way right now. And most fights are very bursty, which means Schism is very nice because it's up every 24 seconds, which most abilities are anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute and a half apart. So usually you can use Schism pretty close to off cooldown to help with your atonement healing and raids.
Righto. What about level 30? What do we got here?
I got Body and Soul, Masochism, and Angelic Feather. Two of them are movement. One is kind of a survivability talent. Really, most people, and I've never switched, use Angelic Feather. It's just up more often. One thing I do want to mention, Body and Soul may seem like it's better with... So in 8.1, Powered Shield is basically going to be... what were they doing to the... So I'm looking at my patch notes now. Okay. What they did was they removed the 6-second internal cooldown for body and soul, may make it seem like it's a good thing, but they also brought back in weakened soul. What weakened soul is that basically you can't cast powered shield on the same target within 6 seconds.
Debuff, yeah.
Yeah. It's not as crazy as it used to be. It used to be 15 seconds or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And it affected all the priests in the raid. That will not happen. So it's priest specific. So if you have two death priests, you're not going to have the overlap, and it's not going to, this won't actually affect, if you have two death priests, you won't have to worry about they're not going to be kind of screwing each other out of healing. So, but the body and soul not having a 6-second internal cooldown anymore, which it did. There's a 6-second cooldown on casting Power Shield on somebody, so it kind of still exists. Right. I also don't like Body and Soul because it's not predictable. Mm-hmm. If you throw it on a tank or someone who's running, and let's say there's a cliff they can fall off of, and they don't know they're about to get the speed boost, you might end up actually helping them launch themselves off a cliff.
Or like boss positioning,
Throw
it on somebody, and next thing you know, they're whipping the boss around, and yeah.
Angelic Feather. That's why I always use Angelic Feather. I actually have a macro that it casts at player. So basically, it casts at my feet. It's just my own personal movement speed boost. So that's why I use it.
All right,
it's not bad. Yeah, I generally lean towards passive stuff, especially on classes that I'm not super familiar with. But yeah, there's a lot to be said for, I don't know, the Angelic Feather is just really nice. Anyways, that's.
Body and soul for leveling or if just doing solo content is great. It's because you can use it whenever you need to. It's just in raids. It's kind of there's chances you could kind of screw some stuff up. So I tend to just gravitate towards Angelic Feather.
Yeah, I guess there's way too many scenarios where people need to be in a specific place or you're stacking or something's going on, and if you're giving people speed boosts and they're really not paying attention, it. Mm-hmm. You could be spreading dots or, some sort of debuffs or.
Yep.
And not in a good way.
All right. Level 45. What do we got here?
Shield Discipline, Mind Bender, and Powered Solace. So the current state, Shield Discipline is pretty bad. It used to be our go-to talent in Legion. It's not that good anymore. Okay. So basically what we're looking at. And the reason being is going into BFA, they buffed Powered Solace by quite a bit. It's also getting a bit of a damage nerf. It's still going to be very good, and it's still probably going to be our go-to. But basically, Powered Solace kind of does what Shield Discipline did. It returns 1% mana about every 9 to 12 seconds. Uh-huh. Okay. And then it also, Mindbender. It actually does, if you look at the damage that it does relative to Mindbender, it's pretty similar. It's just spread out over, you're casting it every 9 to 12 seconds versus having a cooldown every minute for, 10 seconds or whatever the duration is. So Mindbender is good if you need to have a cooldown every minute for those 10 seconds, I think. 12 seconds. If you need a cooldown for 12-second period and you need it every minute, Mindbender might be okay, but in most cases, Powered Solace is just a lot better in terms of mana return, and it does pretty much the equivalent amount of mana return as Shield Discipline, and it does pretty close to the same damage as Mindbender if you look at them next to each other. Another thing is it synergizes well with Schism, so if you're running Schism, you really want to run Powered Solace. Mindbender does not take the benefit from Schism, so.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm doing good so far. I picked talents just because I thought they'd help me level, and I'm 3-for-3 so far. All right. All right, so at level 60, what do we got here?
Psychic Voice, Dominant Mind, and Shining Force. Actually, there's no go-to or any bad one on this row.
Okay.
It's pretty situational, so.
Gotcha.
Psychic Voice is something you want to take if you're going to be using Psychic Scream quite a bit, which is mostly Mythic Plus, to kind of control adds or stop casting or what have you. Dominant Mind is also good for very good for Mythic Plus, depending on the trash. If there's one trash mob every so often you're going to have to mind control, it lets you mind control them and then have them as a pet so you can continue healing or damaging or whatever you want to do. So it's a crowd control type of deal where you can still play without having to actually control the mob. Shining Force is mostly what I use when I'm raiding and also even in Mythic Plus. It's very good for affixes like Sanguine. If there's mobs standing in it, you can knock them back out. It's really good in raids because you can cast it on a tank. If there's a good example is Aggramar in Aggramar Mythic.
Little flame dudes are coming in.
Yeah. So you can knock those guys back. It's really helpful. I think Holy has the same spell as well, but Shining Force is very versatile. Dominant Mind is good if you know there's trash mobs you need to use it on, and Psychic Voice is good for Mythic Plus, depending how your group's handling stuff. So,
All right, okay. What about 75? What do we got here?
You've got Sins of the Many, Contrition, and Shadow Covenant. So Sins of the Many is the best for most situations, because it increases the amount of damage you do based on the number of atonements you have out. It's pretty good about, so even in Mythic Plus, you only have a few atonements out every so often. It's good for increasing your overall damage output. Now I say it's good in most situations. The reason being is Shadow Covenant is actually a pretty good talent as well. Contrition, I'll skip over. It's trash, unfortunately.
That's too bad. It looks good.
Well, it's Contrition. It's kind of like the same with Castigation. Something's wrong with how they balance those to where it is just not. It's not good to use either. So but they would. Really. Yeah, and they synergize. So Contrition and Castigation synergize well. But they're both terrible. So it's kind of like, well,
I got you.
See, I look at those and I'm like, man, that's awesome. That's kind of, that's what that's the style that I like when I look at that. You know, I love the penance and
Right. Defensive penance. And you're more of a traditional hero. I would like to have that be a thing where we have the ability to switch over to a more traditional style. I mean, so I say, don't use those. You can just, if you're doing Mythic Plus keys and you're trying to raid,
I got you.
Stay away from their traps. I mean, the play style I would love to have, I'd like it to be an option for people to have, but it's not there
now. So. Right, gotcha.
Yep. No, it's called Holy.
Yeah. Switch, press N, switch to Holy. That's the that's the meme. So Shadow Covenant is actually pretty good in both Mythic Plus and raids. The only problem with Shadow Covenant is you sacrifice the added damage, so you need to know that you're going to get a good benefit from it. So what I typically do, Mythic Plus, I typically will run a combo of like Twist of Fate, Shadow Covenant on stuff. Either it's hard and I can't really rely on Atonement Healing, which in 8.1 is going to be more frequent because our Atonement Healing seems weaker than it is now. So Shadow Covenant actually kind of, it's a roundabout buff because of that. But Shadow Covenant, Twist of Fate's very nice. It really depends how you want to approach Mythic Plus. If you're really focused on damage, you'll go Sins of the Many, Schism, Power Word Solace, and just try to pump out as much damage as possible.
Right.
Or you're going to go more for healing, and you're going to go for Twist of Fate, Shadow Covenant. I still keep Power Word Solace, but it's you kind of flex around what you need. Both Sins of the Many and Shadow Covenant are good for different reasons. It just really matters how you're approaching at raids. Sins is typically better, but there are fights where Shadow Covenant's very good. Mythic Gahoon's an example. It just depends where you're going to need the healing. Most of the time, Sins is pretty good.
So if Atonement is being nerfed, Atonement is basically you apply Atonement to somebody and then your damage does healing to them. And Atonement's being nerfed, how isn't that just a pretty strong nerf to disc in general then? So you're leaning into Shadow Mend or more of a direct heal then? So
Atonement itself is getting a moderate nerf. The throughput nerf itself, if considering no playstyle changes, is between 5 and 8%. So it's
that's a lot.
It's well, if you also have to consider if you look at the parses for discipline priests, it's approximately 9 to 11% above other healers. If you look at like 70 percentile and on, it's substantially higher than other healers. So it's
they're just trying to bring it in line with
The nerf was necessary. It's still going to be a great
buff.
Spec.
Buff all the other healers, and
well, they are buffing. Like Rest of Shaman, they are buff. They're trying to get everything kind of more into a line that's kind of together.
Yeah, I get it. Like nobody wants a nerf. Just buff everything else.
Yeah. Well, another thing is, and I actually don't mind. So the nerf itself is actually kind of dampened by a couple changes they're making, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, but so Shadow Mend is going to be quite a bit better. How am I jumping? I don't want to jump ahead.
It doesn't matter. Jump ahead, man. Shadow Mend.
So Shadow Mend is basically going to end up being a pretty good talent. A spell to use. There's a trait, Depth of Shadows, which we have right now, which isn't very good right now. However, in 8.1, they're doubling the bonus healing that it will provide. Basically, what it does is when you have the damage over time spells, so Shadow Repain or Purge the Wicked, if you choose the talent, which we haven't talked about the talents yet. If you have your dot out, every time it ticks, it will generate a buff or a stack of this buff. So the stacks of these buffs, I think they stack up to like 30, but the bonus healing from that buff to Shadow Mend, it increases the amount of Shadow Mend healing by X amount. They doubled the amount for that. And they added a really, really, really nice bonus to that, which is adding 3 seconds to atonement that applies, because Shadow Mend applies atonement.
Oh, okay.
So the additional 3 seconds is huge, specifically for fights where you're going to need that extra duration. Good example is, because we haven't talked about all the talents, but Evangelism is a very good talent because it adds 6 seconds to your atonements. Adding 3 seconds to all atonements that Shadow Mend applies is huge for the throughput. Also, another thing that Shadow Mend does that Powered Shield does not, the dynamic between, I think I'm jumping too far ahead, because I'm going to talk a little bit more about these.
Okay, let's
finish up.
Let's get into
level 90
tier 90 then.
I didn't want to go too far with it. So tier 90.
I'm with you though, but I know enough about disc to follow along. I think
I'll try to not go in the weeds. So level 9, the tier 90s, Purge the Wicked, Divine Star, Halo. Purge the Wicked's good for high level mythic plus. If you're doing fortified, the mobs stay alive longer. There's more of a chance you can cleave the dot with penance onto other mobs, and you'll get more benefit out of that. It's not very good in raids. There's a couple fights where it's pretty good, like Zul in Uldir. It's pretty good.
Sustained adds kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yep. So you'll be casting penance pretty much every 9 seconds or however long, and it cleaves off. You can usually have 3 dots out at a time, so it's very helpful on fights where there's enough damage going out to merit having 3 dots out and not having the other 2 options. But that's pretty good when you have adds that'll be up most of the time. Divine Star is a pretty good option for Mythic Plus. Basically what it does, shoots off the star ability in a linear fashion. So if you have a lot of melee in your group, it's pretty good to shoot out at them. It's also Mythic Plus better than Halo, because you're not going to pull extra adds. A lot of people...
It's good for like stacked situations, right?
Yeah. So if there's like stacked, you have melee and a tank stacked together, you get them. You can get most of them in raids, even if there's a stack situation. I still run Halo. Halo's just a better choice in raids. There are some fights... good example, Zekvaz, where you have to CC some adds. I'll run Purge the Wicked on there, because I don't want to deal with
Accidentally Halo aim. Right. Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, you don't want to break the CC.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. you're trying to pump out some healing and then you wipe the raid. It's not fun. But yeah, that leads into Halo. Halo's good for raiding. It's also good for Mythic Plus if you're good about positioning yourself and you're not going to pull a lot of mobs. There's some dungeons that just don't even try it. Like Freehold is a great example. Motherlode. You just don't.
Oh my gosh, Motherlode. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll pull half the instance if you need.
Yeah.
It's not.
I tanked that one just a little while ago, and the whole time. It's like your butt cheeks are clenched going, man, I know this frost mage is just firing his orbs off. And I'm like,
don't fire it.
You're wrong. Like, all right, we're good. We're good. And you turn around and there's just like 40 mobs. Just like, okay.
Yep. Somebody pulled. Yeah. Halo's very good at pulling. So be very, very careful if you're using
good
that.
Good to know. All right.
Daryl will just fire off a Halo and be like, I don't know what happened.
I'm just healing.
I don't know.
I'm actually running Purge the Wicked right now because that was good for leveling, especially if you got more than one mob. That was great.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that. Use that to pull and then Penance, and you got the dot on both of them. Did that all day long. All right, level 100. What are we looking at here?
You've got Lenience, Luminous Barrier, and Evangelism. So Lenience is very good for Mythic Plus. It's basically just a flat 3%. Damage reduction on atonement targets, which seems small, but when you actually look at what is 3% of the damage that the tank takes over the entire run, technically it's probably more than you'd ever get it from Evangelism in a dungeon or Luminous Barrier. Okay. Gotcha. It's pretty huge. I mean, over the long haul, obviously 3% of damage on 100,000 damage or whatever is pretty small, but if you take that over an entire run, I mean, it does add up quite a bit, so it's actually pretty good. So it's also good on certain fights and in raids. It really, really depends on the type of fight. Most of the time, Evangelism's your go-to for raiding. Luminous Barrier. So there's two problems with Luminous Barrier. So Luminous Barrier replaces Power Word Barrier, which is a 25% or 20% damage reduction. I'd have to look at it. I think it's 25 or 20%. I can't remember off the top of my head now. But it's a flat damage reduction. It's up every 3 minutes. The problem is it replaces that, which is one of the cooldowns, especially mythic raiding, your raid leader is expecting you to be able to have for most fights. For at least one part of the fight, you need to throw your barrier down. So it replaces Power Word Barrier, but it also takes away the option for you to choose Evangelism, which is just superior. It's just a better talent to use. So it's kind of, there's two things going against it. That doesn't mean it's not always bad. So there are situations where Luminous Barrier is good. So if you're doing heroic or normal or LFR, it's fine. Usually it scales better over 20 players than Evangelism does.
Okay.
Mostly because you can only get like 15 atonements out, and Evangelism only buffs the atonements. So you're only really getting the benefit on 15 people versus if you have 30 people in your raid, you could use Luminous Barrier. You get more benefit from it. So Luminous Barrier's okay. Even in Mythic Raiding, there's a fight. You can use it on Talik, but you don't have to. Evangelism is a great talent for raiding. Mainly because most of our healing, even in 8.1, is going to come from atonement healing, because atonement healing is basically our AoE healing now. So it's buffing. It basically just adds an additional 6 seconds to your atonements, your active atonements. So we have an ability, Powered Radiance, that we would cast usually before boss damage. We would cast Powered Radiance twice. And it applies 5 atonements each time. And usually we have like 2 or 3 atonements out already. So in total, we'd get like 13 atonements out, use Evangelism, use our DPS spells. So we'd have a larger window of atonement. So we'd have the extra duration would help us pump out a little bit more damage with those out. So
how long does atonement last without any of these buffs? Like just plain atonement.
What 15 seconds?
15 seconds?
Okay. Oh, is it that long?
Yeah, so it's 15 seconds.
For some reason, I thought it was less than that.
It's not that.
The thing you need to think about with it, and especially in rate, is when you apply let's say 3 to 5 atonements. So you need to spend a second or a little over a second because of your GCD to apply it with Power Word Shield or Shadow Mend. They're both the same. Your GCD is the same duration as the cast time for Shadow Mend. So whichever you choose. Okay.
Gotcha.
So basically you have to account for the time, the 5 seconds or 6 seconds or so you're getting that base level of atonement out. Mm-hmm. And then you use Powered Radiance twice, which is about 2 second cast time. And you use that twice. That's another 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already eating a lot into.
Well, and then you're moving seconds. Because you're standing in something. And
So an extra 6 seconds to give you that buffer.
So you've only got 2 left before you get your evangelism buff. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So that's why evangelism is so big, is it gives you that big, nice window. Then you can mm-hmm. cast Schism and Powered Solace and Pannons, mm-hmm. Smites, and you're pumping out a ton of damage. And it's basically allows us to do the kind of healing we're doing in raids.
Okay. That sounds really huge now.
It's the reason Disc Priest is getting nerfed, right?
I still think at the end, Disc is just going to blow people out. Disc scales so much at a mm-hmm. high level of play. You're still going to see some really ridiculous parses from people.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And it scales. The thing is, there's such a high skill cap versus other specs that very skilled players are going to perform far better with Disc than they're going to with another spec. So it's kind of
the parse. That's kind of always the thing that turned me away a little bit though, because there's so much room for error. And if you're not good at it, it shows. Like, it definitely shows on the meter.
Well, and that's kind of changed too. So Legion, it was way worse in Legion. If you were bad, I mean, if you weren't good at it, you were uh-huh. terrible at it. I mean, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Right? Uh-huh. You were either bad or good, and that was which really sucked.
And I was in column A.
Emerald Nightmare, I was there too.
Holy, because you don't have to mess with all this stuff if you go holy.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is now with what they did, and so patch 7.2.5 in Legion, and then again with some of the changes they've done in patch 8.0, and obviously 8.1 is kind of a downer, uh-huh. but it's actually really. It's pretty intuitive for the most part. You kind of have to get used to it. If you came from another healer, it's going to hurt a little bit because you're used to traditional healing where you're throwing out a heal and that's it. Mm-hmm. If you see people take damage, you heal the damage. Well, discipline, you kind of have to think in advance. So depending what spec you come from, if you come from like a resto druid, mm-hmm. you're going to have an easier time switching because they rely on hots and they have to get them out in advance. So your mindset's already set for, gotcha, I need to know this damage is coming out, 15 seconds from now or 10 seconds from now. You're mm-hmm. already looking at it. And you're already saying, okay, well, I know to do that already. I'm going to do that. Well, if you're coming from a holy priest, you may not worry so much about.
Mm-hmm.
You're focused on damage after it happens. And if you're doing that as Disc, you're going to struggle because the goal for Disc is to know when it's coming and have the atonements out already and just kind of go ham with doing DPS after the damage happens. So,
gotcha.
Well, it's definitely about knowing the fights and knowing who on your team's gonna, could be potentially taking more damage in a certain time.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So for rating, the easiest way to explain it is if there are dots out, mm-hmm. apply some individual atonements on those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that there's only maybe one or two abilities in each fight that you need to know about, look at those on your DBM or bigwigs and focus on those and make sure you get your atonements out starting in like 12 to 15 seconds. Get your atonements out using your Powered Shield, Shadow Mend, whatever you need to use.
Mm-hmm.
Powered Radiance, use your Schism. Basically, you want to make sure Schism's hitting the boss right as the damage happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of go nuts with DPS. Hmm. And that's usually, you just rinse it, repeat. When evangelism's back off, you kind of wait for the next damage event. Do the same thing.
Do you ever, do you usually use penance as damage, or do you ever use that as a heal?
I'd say 90% of the time it's damage.
Okay.
There's situations where, like, this person, we're all moving, no one's going to be able to stop and cast a heal on this person. If I don't cast this penance on them, they're going to die, and it's going to be a wipe. So you just kind of have to make the decision when it happens. You want to have penance up for if you're going to do raid damage within the next, like, 10 seconds. Really not a problem, because you're probably applying atonements and you're not going to cast penance right away. So usually if you have to use penance defensively, just use it offensively. Don't even really have to think about it, because when you have to stop, cast your atonements, do your damage, penance will be up by the time you get to that. So it's really...
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I would use penance defensively if you need to. Gotcha. I don't try to do it too much, but I'd use it as damage most of the time.
Okay.
All right, so... resource management, what's the biggest resource we need to worry about? Is it just mana?
Yeah. I don't know if you can consider atonement a resource, but it's...
Maybe?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Mana, the biggest problem is with... I guess mana feeds into that. So, like, if you're having mana issues as discipline, it's very easy to know why. There's really only one way... Well, now two ways, because you can cast Shadowmen now. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to apply too many atonements, you're going to have mana issues. So a lot of the time what I see, you can usually keep about 2, 3, maybe 4 atonements out at any given time. Usually on people like the tanks, they're taking damage all the time.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very good people to have atonement on, because you're probably going to get good healing from it. Mm-hmm. You have people with that get a dot or have taken a lot of damage. They get to like 50% damage. You can throw a powered shield or shadow mend them and put atonement on them. So there's ways that you can deal with that that kind of damage. But as far as like shit, I lost my train of thought. what was the question? Sorry.
For resource management. So.
So yeah, if you're trying to keep out, so a lot of people try to keep out way too many atonements. They're trying to keep out like 5, 6, 7. That drains a lot of mana. And in 8.1, they're increasing the amount of mana that powered shield costs. So it's gonna be easier to dump. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people dump a lot of mana trying to keep out too many atonements at a given time.
Do you find you have less mana issues than in like a Mythic Plus?
I typically don't have mana issues in Mythic Plus running Powered Solas. Mm-hmm. It's just typically I'm casting Powered Solas enough that it refreshes my mana enough, and I typically plan out when I drink pretty well. So
yeah,
okay. You know, I'll run a little bit ahead, drink, the tank will run past me, go pick up the next pack. By the time he picks up the pack and it actually gets to him, I've already got my mana and I'll move on. So you just kind of got to plan out where to drink at.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what's our single target? What are we looking at for healing, single target wise?
So, you really only have two spells to use: Powered Shield or Shadowmend. Typically, it's just Shadowmend. If someone's getting tanked pretty hard by a group, your tank's getting hit pretty hard, you're gonna spam Shadowmend on them. If in dungeons, in raids, typically you're gonna rely on other healers kind of doing their part. And you'll try to just put atonement on them.
Okay.
Gotcha. But yeah, powered shield and Shadowmend in a Mythic Plus, let's say, or dungeon. That's really your only two options. And we're not very good at it in raids. We'll be slightly better with the depth of shadows change.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But overall, we're not the best single target healer in raids. We're pretty good in dungeons. Shadowmend's actually a little bit of trivia. Shadowmend is actually the best single target spammable flash heal in the game. So,
oh really?
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's. I say this, but and then I get holy priests that say, "Well, we've got the holy word." Well, yeah, you have a holy word, but it's on a cooldown. Spammable heal.
Spammable.
I have to add the spammable on there, so you can. It is technically the best flash heal that you can spam in the game.
Gotcha. So. Okay, so AoE healing. Then you've kind of mentioned it, just in passing a few of the talents or whatever. So what is the, how are we going to AoE heal the raid?
So in a raid situation, let me just pull up my guide real quick and I'll just kind of go right through so I don't miss something. Rotation. So basically you start off, you apply roughly 3 to 5 atonements using Power Shield or Shadow Mend. Mm-hmm. The benefit to Shadow Mend is you obviously if you have Depth of Shadows, the trait in 8.1, you get an extra 3 seconds on atonements. And when you cast Powered Shield, it applies the atonement first, and then you have to wait for your GCD. With Shadow Mend, it applies it after the cast, which means you can then follow it up again with another spell. So you actually get another second of atonement duration, technically, because you're not just waiting for your GCD. So a little advanced tip there, I guess.
Right,
So basically, the rule is if someone needs healing and you're applying atonement, those atonements, the first 3 to 5 atonements, if someone needs healing, cast Shadow Mend. If they have full health, cast Powered Shield. It's pretty simple. Basically, you just kind of do what you need to do at the time, get the 3 to 5 atonements. You'll then use Power Gradients, usually twice, about 4 to 5 seconds before the damage occurs. So that will allow you to basically line up your Evangelism. And then if you're going to use Shadow Fiend, which is your pet cooldown, you don't always use it. So I don't always try to tell people to use it there. You would use Evangelism, Shadow Fiend, and then you would start casting Schism. So if you cast Powered Radiance twice, about 5 seconds beforehand, cast Evangelism, Shadow Fiend, and you start casting Schism, and this is all pretty quick. You're casting these all right back to back to back.
Gotcha.
You cast Schism. Basically what happens is when you start casting Schism, it's right before the damage happens, so that when it finishes casting, it's right after the damage happens. Obviously that's like an ideal situation. Most people are gonna they're not gonna start casting in perfect timing. I mean, the goal is to do that, so that's what you really want to target to do. Most people are gonna hit Schism probably after the damage happened. It's fine, don't worry about it. Then you'll use Powered Solace, Penance, and then you'll basically fill with smites, and then a penance again. But by then your atonement should have fell off, so
Right, okay, gotcha.
Basically, apply atonement, do DPS. That's the short of it. There's a lot of little buttons involved, but yeah, it's
that works.
Atonement, DPS.
All right. Atonement, apply atonement, do DPS.
It's easy, man.
I think we have a show title.
Apply atonement, do DPS.
I'm going to write this down so I don't forget.
There you go. That's why they're getting nerfed. It's easy.
Yeah, you look at their healing, it's like 70% atonement. I mean, it's one button.
Nice. It's all right. Super easy.
I think you mentioned this already. There's only two ways to apply atonement.
Three.
Okay. So
Radiance, right? Yeah.
Shield, Radiance, and
Shadow Mend.
Yep. So Powered Shield's good for when someone's at full health, because it's an absorb, you're not gonna overheal. Shadowman's good if they have a health deficit, you need to heal them up. It's a good way to apply atonement and heal them. And then Powered Radiance is good to apply multiple atonements to a lot of people. So,
all right.
Perfect. Cool. Okay. All right.
All right.
This doesn't sound as bad as I remembered in Legion.
No kidding.
It sounds like you're doing the same thing, but it doesn't sound like it's quite as
frustrating, I guess. If you break it down the right way, it's not really that complicated. You have 3 atonement applicators, and you have, like, if you talent it right, you have 5 damage abilities. If you go a little more passive, I think you only have like 3 damage abilities. So, I mean, you're hitting 6 buttons. But it's the order in which, I guess, the best way I put it to people is, like, if you play Mortal Kombat or some other like fighting game, it's the same concept. You have 3 buttons you hit. The issue is it's the order in which you hit those buttons. That's important. So it's, you can hit them, but you might not really do that well if you're just hitting them randomly. But if you're actually using them in a certain order and the right way, it's going to help you out a lot. You're going to be a lot better at the game because of it. So I guess it sounds like
especially with Evangelism, you know, you really, there is a set way to do it.
Yep.
Right. You do your Radiance twice, then you Evangelism. Like, you have to, you don't just throw Evangelism out there as a cooldown. It has to apply to something, and you have to have, you know, as much atonement out there as possible. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what are the big cooldowns we're looking at for discipline?
So for dungeons, it's different than for raids. Obviously, we don't run evangelism in dungeons, so it's powered barrier and rapture in dungeons. Powered barrier is very good, obviously, because it puts a little bubble down on the ground as long as people stand in it. If you're pugging, it's a small chance people actually stand in it in pugs, but I still throw it down anyway.
I always do. I mean, I guess I'm melee, so. Yeah.
I try to throw it just at the tank and just, I really cross my fingers that people stand in it, but usually it's just the tank, so whatever. It's a tank.
Well, now the fire, people see something, you're like, oh God, get away.
Yeah, they run away from me.
No.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Rapture is probably the best cooldown in dungeons. What it does is it buffs your power word shields by, 200%, 300%?
I want to say 200 because I use that leveling. Mm-hmm. When I pull too many things, it's like, oh, crap.
Hey, you're right, 200. So for 10 seconds.
It's getting nerfed.
Rapture is not getting nerfed. Rapture is still really good. I mean, it's Mythic Plus. It's very, very good for Mythic Plus. Plus, another thing about it, it's only on a minute and a half cooldown. Mm-hmm. And it buffs your power shields by 200% for 10 seconds. Basically, for 10 seconds, all those GCDs, one bad thing about Rapture is it itself costs a GCD. So you actually have to like subtract whatever part of the duration of Rapture is just you waiting to cast Power Word Shield. It's really stupid. Mm-hmm. That's how they made the game now. So,
gotcha.
Whatever.
GCDs.
Yeah, I wish they took it off the GC. But anyway, yeah, so you get like 8 atonements or 8 powered shields out. So if you're in a 5-man group, you slam it on the tank or you're slamming it on the entire group. That period of time, you're basically making the party invulnerable because it's makes your powered shields just really huge. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, that sounds cool. Nice. 'Cause a minute and a half, that's like practically, you know, depending on how you're pulling, you know, that could be every trash pack and a couple times every a boss major, fight, you know, like, yeah,
every major trash pack, and then yeah, a couple times a boss fight. I mean, it's really, really good.
Right on.
So raids, power barrier, rapture, luminous barrier, maybe, and then evangelism. So power barrier, obviously, it's usually in raids, you're a little bit more coordinated. Most people in raids know what power barrier is. They're going to stand in it if you throw it down. Mm. It's a little easier. I say that and then I'm like, well, maybe you're not the bug. maybe.
Shoot, man.
But it's a good cooldown for you know, raid abilities.
Something happened, and I remember in Kata when you saw something on the ground, you could just go, hey, that's green. That's cool. It's good. I'm going to go stand in that, right? Yep. Or if it's blue, you know, it's probably a shaman thing. And I don't know, man. Something happened over the last couple of expansions where, like, colors are not helpful anymore. You can see green. You can see blue. You can see purple. You can see red. And, you don't know anymore. Is that good? Should I stand in it? No. Is GTFO yelling at me? It used to be, like, very obvious. Yeah, you would see something on the ground and you go, oh, I need to go get in that, right? That's a druid thing. Or it's green. Yeah. That's the green. But now it's like you see something green on the ground, you're like, oh no. Legion,
that's a
Legion
big no. Big no yeah.
yeah, Legion taught us to stay away from
green
all
is bad. Yeah.
Green is big.
That's fell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green is not go. It's run away.
I think some of the paladin and priest colors, like the big bright sparkly gold stuff, I think that's so fairly safe, but
they changed the animation on Power Word Barrier too, so that doesn't even help. Like it looks a little different than it used to. So people, when they saw it, they're like, "Oh, I don't know what that is."
You're like, "Oh no,
I'm running away from that. I'm not standing in that." And it's nice. That didn't help, but
yes. So and then Death Knights had you could talon into anti magic zone rather than the anti magic shell, and it was like this gnarly looking purple bubble. People would be like, no, I don't want to be in that. Oh, dude.
Yeah, you can almost guarantee if you like go into LFR, you're gonna see people scatter when you throw when you cast something. Like
yeah. Remember awesome. Lightwell, man, talented.
Oh, yeah.
Lightwell in the macro that was like, you get 10% haste buff if you click on the light
bulb. Click the light bulb, please.
Yeah, I love to tell people, like, you get it.
I loved Lightwell. I hate that it was like, it was a meme, but like, I really actually liked Lightwell, but it was relying on other people to actually worry about healing themselves is not a good.
Well, and then, then people would just like spam click it and they would be gone before people didn't actually get to use it. But
yeah. If I wanted to heal myself, I'd play a healer. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'll take it where, Warlock and Cookies.
Yeah,
I know. I use those. I'll take it. If I'm going to be alive a little bit longer and help my numbers out, cool.
All right. Let's get into Trinkets and Azurite. So what are the Azurite talents or traits that we're looking for at the moment?
So let me pull up the graph here.
Do you use Blood Mallet or any of those?
No. So we have...
I guess for healing. I don't even know if are healers?
Yeah, healing is a very different story. So we can't sim anything. That's kind of the bane of our existence as healers. So we rely heavily on a group of people to do all the theory crafting to give us HPS or healing per second values on everything. So basically so Focused Will, the Discord that I admin, and Warcraft Priest, the Discord I used to be moderator on, we work together mostly to get this math sorted out. So we have a lot of smart people that talk to each other and try to figure these things out. And then we come up with a bunch of spreadsheets. So basically what we have, and if you were to go to either Focused Will or Warcraft Priest, you'd see the same graphs. So there's two different graphs. There's one for Azurite traits and there's one for trinkets.
Okay.
The Azurite trait one is pretty straightforward. Basically, you add up whatever Azurite piece you have, you add up the amount of intellect it has, and there's intellect values depending on the item level of said item for the traits. So you take all the traits on that item that you can pick, and you add those up. And then you take item A versus item B when you do that, and you say, oh, item A has this much intellect total, item B has this much intellect total, which one's better? So basically you add up all the traits plus the intellect on the item of item A, all the traits, intellect of item B, compare the two.
So it boils down to your stats then?
Yeah.
It's more than any of the what the traits do, or?
So the traits we put intellect value to, we convert it. So basically we converted the healing it provides to intellect to allow you to compare the two. So the short of it is right now, just stack Archive of the Titans. It's kind of boring. So just get three archives. So actually two archives and Enduring Luminescence. Enduring Luminescence it adds an extra couple of seconds to your Powered Radiance. I don't think I mentioned Powered Radiance only applies the Atonement's 60% duration, I think. Powered Radiance.
Shoot.
It actually doesn't apply. It's 8.5 seconds. If you have Enduring Luminescence, it's 10.5 seconds. It's not 15.
So that's why Evangelism is so important. I mean,
oh, yeah, wow.
If you're using Radiance to apply it to get it on more people, then you definitely need Evangelism.
Yep. So it's it's 60% duration for Powered Radiance. So having Enduring Luminescence adds another 2 seconds to those Powered Radiance casts, which is obviously a pretty big deal. So
and then if you have that on more than one piece, that stacks, right?
Nope.
Really? I thought Azurite traits stacked.
Some do, some don't. So basically what stacks... Ooh, great. Good design. It's hard to tell because it's not the tooltip. And that's the thing that really bugs me is like, at least they could tell us in the tooltip how this works because it's really confusing. There's a lot of different traits. A lot of people don't know what all of them do or which parts stack, which don't. The easiest way to remember it is plus healing and plus damage and plus resources. So like plus mana, those stack. So if something has plus healing, plus damage or plus resources, those will stack. Anything that adds to duration won't, or anything that affects a mechanic won't.
Yeah, Lance. Atlantis, damn it, Blizzard.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter. He works at Blizzard, so it's even better. Fix it, man.
I don't want to go on like a downer path of like what I don't like about the game, but I think part of the problem with Azerite in general, and they might fix this, is it's basically taking our talent progression system, because we can't get talents past 100. So it's the talent progression system, the artifact system, the legendary system, kind of all cobbled up into one system, and it's none of the
benefits from those systems. It's just the fact that they exist.
Another thing too is like you level your deck, it just kind of feels bad. I'm sure they'll fix it. New way to keep all those things to one smaller package.
8.1 is already looking better.
And tier bonuses. So,
I forgot tier bonuses. Yeah, 8.1 is definitely looking better. I'm excited. Yeah. I watched a couple videos about it. Preach did a video he put out today just talking about some of the differences, especially in Azerite gear and and the rings and being able to pick more than one. I think it would. Can't you pick more than one trade on a certain ring or something?
Yeah, you get multiple. It's going to get a lot better. I think it's just early on, kind of like scratching your heads, like what? Mm-hmm. This is not a good. This doesn't actually replace anything we had. It's frustrating. But yeah, and it's also hard to theory craft because there's like 60 traits. So it's like, well, now we have to figure out all of these different traits.
Oh man, that's going to be a treat. Yeah, I'm glad I played. Yes. So.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, was it Archive of the Titans?
2x Archive of the Titans and 1. That's all you want.
Yeah, and 1 because it doesn't stack. All right. Gotcha. Yep. Copy that. Do anything special about trinkets? I mean, I guess like you said, we can't sim this stuff. So,
or is it the same thing?
I'm guessing the Dark Moon trinket. I see that a lot, even on folks that are fairly geared. I don't know if.
So we've got a chart, and I don't know if you could pull it up on stream, but you don't have to. It's on both the Discords.
Okay. I see the link here. I'm not going to try and fight with
this right now. We've actually calculated the healing per second value on all trinkets. It really depends what the item level is on said trinket. One you really want is Fangs of Intertwined Essence. It's from... Mm-hmm. The snake place, shrine of whatever,
temple of Sethus or whatever.
Temple. So that's you want that trinket. It's pretty good. After that, it's really whatever you can get. Trinkets are kind of meh. It's really get the one best one you can. Usually it's the highest item level one.
Gotcha.
So One thing to add, in Legion, damage trinkets would actually provide atonement healing. They don't now, so damage trinkets are a no-go unless you're doing like
mana buffs. Yeah, like I said, I didn't even think it. I just assumed that because that was cool. Like a lot of times, some of the trinkets I had, like it was fine. It had some sort of on-use damage ability, or
It's I don't like the change, but it's easier to balance, so whatever. It's I liked having a damage trinket. It was an extra cooldown. It was nice, but it's hard to balance.
Gotcha. All right, so what are some advanced tips and tricks for healing with discipline?
Oh, I kind of went over most.
I think you kind of weaved those in as we were talking about.
So Shadow Mend, getting an extra second. Basically, you're going to get an extra second out of because you're not waiting for the GCD versus powered shield. You get that, and then if you have Depth of Shadows, it's an extra 3 seconds onto Atonement, so it's technically 4 versus using powered shield, which you don't get those. What the advanced tips I would say are: learn how to review logs, learn how to plan your CDs, which kind of tie together. So when you look at logs, you want to find out when's damage happening, what abilities do I need to find, what abilities are doing the most damage in this specific fight. If you find that, you find out when they happen, typically they're far enough apart where you can plan your evangelism for that, those specific abilities. You just don't use it for anything else. You plan it for that. You do that rotation that I mentioned earlier. It's in the Icy Veins guide if you need to look at it, but you just just look at those abilities, find out what they are, when they happen, plan for that, look at your damage or your boss mods or whatever. And then just maximizing your atonement application. A lot of people will cast a couple powered shields, evangelism, and then cast a bunch of powered shields or something. I see it a lot. Like, they'll just not do their damage after they applied atonements. It's a lot of people lose a lot of healing because of that. So getting very good about knowing when I need to apply atonement, when do I need to DPS? That's pretty much it. It's
knowing the fights. So
yeah, knowing the fights, really. Yeah. So the more research you do in advance, the better.
I know you talked about Shadow Mend. It's come up quite a bit here. Is there any other big 8.1 changes besides the nerf to atonement?
So there was a atonement nerf. It went from 60% to 55%. Evangelism was nerfed as well. It was every minute, 1.25 minutes or whatever they said. It's 1 minute 15 seconds. Now it's 1 minute 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it might affect a couple fights now, but they're going to design fights differently in the future, so I doubt it will actually cause a problem.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Depth of Shadows is buffed. They reduce damage on almost all of our damage abilities, so our damage over time was reduced, our Powered Solace was reduced, Schism was reduced, because we were doing a little bit too much damage versus other healers, and we were also doing, because it goes towards atonement, it also helps nerf our healing. They're also adding Sudden Revelation, which is a new trait. It's replacing Gift of Forgiveness. So Gift of Forgiveness added an extra amount of damage to our smites when we had the trait, which was nice because it helped our atonement healing. Sudden Revelation, Power Radiance is a 50% chance to cause your next Holy Nova to deal a certain amount of damage. And reduce the cooldown of your powered radiance by 3 seconds. So it basically what happens is you a chance to proc a buff that then makes your Holy Nova, which we don't use at all. It's not a spell we would use ever. Now it kind of weaves in Holy Nova to do additional damage, meaning also another tick of atonement healing. So there's so many intricacies. Okay, if you use if you use Holy Nova, just another thing, because a lot of don't know, it's the first instance of damage that goes towards atonement healing. You don't get all, so if you use Holy Nova, it doesn't do atonement healing for everything it hits.
Oh, so really?
It only does it for the first mob it hits, and that's it. With Halo, that's same with all of our AoE.
It hasn't always been that way though, right? So I remember in Siege of Orgrimmar, I would just go and stand in melee.
Oh, God.
And Holy Nova.
Well, if it was like pre-patch. So pre-patch for War. Oh, God. That scaling.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Scaling on Holy Nova.
Super broken. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was pre-patch because it was like at that point it didn't matter what it was doing in Siege of Orgrimmar.
Basically,
was just like
it was divine. I think back then it was just cast divine star and hit. Just you're golden. I mean, you would just dominate the healing meters.
I literally stand in melee and just be like, ding 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 ding.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are the days.
Nice. I miss
it. So yeah, basically what it will do is it will allow your Holy Nova to reduce your Powered Radiance cooldown. It's going to be very good. You're going to want to have one of that to reduce the cooldown of your Powered Radiance after procs. The other one, there's Death to Denial. It's not very good. It's a Leap of Faith talent. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not really worth taking. If you can get it and you have no other option, take it. Weaken Soul, Focused Will, no longer stacks two. That's more of a PvP thing. It's damage reduction for melee hits on you. Body and Soul no longer has 6 second instant internal cooldown, which I mentioned.
Yeah,
that's about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the 8.1 stuff. The real things to take away from it is that we're going to weave in Holy Nova a little bit more, and Shadow Mend's going to be a little bit more of our toolkit. So we're going to use it if people need healing. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right.
Oh, cool. Right on. I think that's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah. Before we wrap this up, though, is there any final point you wanna mention about discipline?
Yeah. So a lot of people think that because of the nerfs in 8.1, disc is not going to be. They see the nerfs and they think, oh, well, there goes disc. I'm not playing it anymore. it, because we were so far ahead of other specs, it is still a very good spec. It's actually, these changes are technically a buff in Mythic Plus, and we were already really good. So don't shelf your Dispriest just yet. It's all pretty good for it's pretty good for Mythic Plus. It's still going to be really good for raiding. It's a good spec. It's really fun. And you always have Holy to play if you want to kind of spice. Well, if you want to have a little easier time, a little less to think about, go for Holy. Not, it's also a good spec. It's just, yeah,
it is just more straightforward, but Disc does something that no other spec in the game really does. So
yeah, it sounds fun. I'm looking forward to jumping into even just LFR and giving this a whirl. Definitely.
Yep.
Well, Daryl, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right, and I don't see anything here in the chat room. If you guys have anything, pop it in there. We can get to it before we wrap it up here. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like Mend that you've heard here on the show tonight. It's discord.me/TTD, and since we are streaming our shows live, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and give us a follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
All right, and this is where I play the bumper that isn't working because my computer isn't working. Shoutouts
bumper. That's still my favorite bumper of all time.
It is. Dude. It takes two to make things go. There we go.
Yeah. All
right. Rob, what do you got for shoutouts?
Oh, man. Man, thank you so much, man. It was super short notice, and you came well prepared, and you, like, I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited to give this a shot.
Oh, totally.
I usually level my priest as Holy or Disc. Like, I don't even level his shadow anymore. There's just no point to it. Just like do it as a healer. So I think I'm gonna give this a shot. Daryl, thanks for getting the show scheduled. We've been kind of sitting back a little bit lately with the shows. We need to get back in the saddle again. Yeah. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for showing up. It's very cool to get in there. There's quite a few folks in there. So come, thanks for coming to hang out. Daryl, what do you got, man?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to Mend, of course, and I had mentioned this to him actually when I first talked to him. But my priest on Deathwing was named Mend as well, and I just snuck an H in there when we transferred over to Earthen Ring because the name was unfortunately taken. So a big shout out to you. This was great information. I'm definitely looking forward to jumping in with my priest. I want to give a shout out, of course, to the raid team. We went in and we did normal on Friday. We had one of our tanks was missing, so we had Rob stepped in to tank again. We had a couple other healers, people who don't normally heal. So it was good. We went and cleared normal. I know we had one person drop and had to bring in a couple pugs, but we got it done. So a big shout out to everyone. It was a lot of fun, and looking forward to raid again this weekend. Men, do you have any shout outs this weekend?
Just shout out to everybody on Focus Will and Warcraft Priests. They all do a lot of good work, and they're both good staffs. So if you've got questions about Disc or any healing or I guess priest general stuff, just go ahead and ask a question at Warcraft Priests, or if Disc questions, ask it on Focus Will. So
who do you like better, Focus Will or Warcraft Will?
Don't put that on me. Focus Will, I'm the admin there. They're my folks. No, I like.
You don't have the answer.
It's the priest community in general. It's
there.
The,
you go.
My focus is always on the priest community, regardless whatever tribe you belong to. It's the priest community. So there that's my go. Focus is helping people who need it. Trying to get me in trouble.
You know what?
All right. Rob is missing this part, but anyway, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
I'm on Discord. You can shoot me a DM, Mend #001, or just go to Focus Will Discord or Warcraft Priest Discord. I'm in both of them, so if you have questions, again, ask anybody there, really. Twitter, it's at discover11284. It's my old name. So those are two places to reach me.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 228 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with Mike. So until next time, Rob?
It's advice you can trust.
From people, people you shouldn't.
Woo, woo! Man, who needs bumpers? We'll just do our
own. I know. Thing. Maybe we should. Oh, all right. Thanks, everyone.